What if artificial intelligence could learn and adapt entirely on its own without any human input? Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about KIP Protocol's groundbreaking innovation. Let's dive in. KIP Protocol has just unveiled the first truly autonomous, self-learning AI agents, aptly named Superior AI Agents. These agents are designed to evolve dynamically, learning from real-world environments to achieve goals without any human intervention. This marks a significant departure from conventional AI models that rely heavily on static datasets and human-designed benchmarks. Imagine trying to teach a child to navigate the world without giving them any explicit instructions or rules. That's essentially what KIP is doing with these superior agents. They're not just following pre-programmed paths. Instead, they're discovering new knowledge and adapting their strategies through real-world experience. Dr. Jennifer Dodgson, the founder and chief researcher of Superior Agents, describes this development as a leap closer to evolving an artificial superintelligence. The goal is to create intelligence that doesn't merely remember facts, but responds and evolves in response to its environment. One of the most fascinating aspects of these superior agents is their ability to pay for their own running costs by trading on online platforms. Unlike traditional financial models, these agents learn from their successes and failures, refining their decision-making processes over time. It's a self-sustaining system that optimizes for its own survival and success. The potential applications for superior agents are vast. They're redefining AI across sectors such as financial trading, cybersecurity, gaming, manufacturing, and content creation. In financial trading, for instance, they develop and refine strategies independently, optimizing for profitability without human input. In cybersecurity, they autonomously conduct penetration testing, uncovering vulnerabilities that traditional methods might miss. The origins of these superior agents can be traced back to cybersecurity research at the National University of Singapore. KIP researchers discovered that AI doesn't need human-defined rules to evolve. Given an objective metric, these agents use trial and error to find the best methods to achieve their goals, effectively testing their own theories in real-world conditions. KIP Protocol is building the Web3 infrastructure needed for AI developers and creators to thrive. By enabling seamless deployment, monetization, and ownership of AI assets, KIP is fostering a decentralized AI economy where creators maintain digital property rights and unlock sustainable income streams. OpenAI has just rolled out a whole new suite of tools aimed at making it easier for developers and enterprises to create and scale their own artificial intelligence agents. This isn't just another update, it's a direct response to what customers have been asking for, a simpler way to transform AI model capabilities into fully functional AI agents. Picture this. You're a developer who's been dreaming of building an AI agent that can handle complex tasks, but the process feels like trying to assemble IKEA furniture without instructions. Well, OpenAI's new set of application programming interfaces and tools is here to change that. They're providing the roadmap and the toolkit to get you started. Included in this launch is a brand new Responses API, which is specifically designed to help build these agents. There are also built-in tools like web search, file search, and computer use capabilities. Plus, there's a new agent software development kit that orchestrates both single-agent and multi-agent workflows. And if you're worried about keeping track of everything, integrated observability tools are here to help you trace and inspect agent workflows as they develop. OpenAI is also making it clear that they're not leaving anyone behind. They've announced they'll continue to support the Chat Completions API, which is perfect for developers who don't need those built-in tools. However, they plan to phase out the Assistance API by mid-2026, rolling its features into the new Responses API. Why does this matter? Well, OpenAI believes that AI agents are on the brink of becoming essential in the workforce, boosting productivity across industries in ways we haven't seen before. As more companies look to leverage AI for intricate tasks, OpenAI is committed to providing the foundational tools that can help developers and enterprises create these autonomous systems that deliver real-world results. And it's not just OpenAI making waves here. Over at Meta, their AI is already being used by more than 700 million customers. Clara Shai, Meta's head of business AI, has a vision where every business, big or small, will have an AI agent acting on its behalf, just like having a website or an email address today. Databricks is stepping up to the plate with a suite of tools designed to help organizations scale and deploy AI agents like never before. The focus here is on ensuring these AI agents can be integrated into mission-critical applications with the right governance and accuracy. It's a big leap forward for companies looking to harness the power of AI without compromising on control or precision. Imagine you're a company with a bunch of AI models, both open source and commercial, and you need to manage them all from one spot. That's where the extension to Mosaic AI Gateway comes in. It enables centralized management, allowing companies to maintain full control over their specific capabilities while taking advantage of the robust Databricks platform. It's like having a command center for your AI operations. And if you're thinking about integrating natural language chatbots into your applications, Databricks has got you covered with their new Genie Conversation API suite. This tool allows developers to seamlessly embed these chatbots into in-house applications or popular platforms like Microsoft Teams and Slack. Users can engage in conversations, run prompts, and gain database insights, all within the Genie user interface. Plus, they can ask follow-up questions, making interactions more dynamic and insightful. Now, improving AI agent performance is crucial, and Databricks is addressing this with updates to their Agent Evaluation Review app. This tool is all about streamlining feedback collection from domain experts, which is key to systematically enhancing agent performance. It's like having a feedback loop on steroids, ensuring that your AI agents are continually learning and improving. For those looking to scale AI agents, Databricks is also introducing support for batch inference with AI functions. This is a game changer, as it reduces infrastructure complexity significantly. Imagine being able to perform batch inference through a single structured query language query without having to set up any infrastructure. It's a streamlined approach that could save both time and resources for developers. In a significant move for regulatory technology, NormAI has just raised an impressive $48 million to advance its development of regulatory AI agents. This latest funding round brings their total funding to $87 million over the past 18 months. What does this mean for businesses? Well, it could revolutionize how companies handle compliance and legal obligations. By integrating AI-powered solutions into business workflows, NormAI aims to reduce the time it takes to conduct compliance checks from days to mere minutes. Picture this: you're a compliance officer juggling numerous regulations and legal documents, trying to ensure your company remains on the right side of the law. NormAI's platform is designed to embed intelligent compliance systems directly into your business processes. This means AI can automatically manage compliance checks across everything from AI-generated content to internal and external communications. John Ney, the founder and chief executive officer of NormAI, put it best when he said, "We built NormAI to turn regulatory requirements, legal obligations, and corporate policies into intelligent systems. This approach not only simplifies compliance, but also transforms it into a strategic advantage for businesses. It empowers companies to meet regulatory standards efficiently, without sacrificing other critical areas of their operations." Joining NormAI in this mission is former Securities and Exchange Commission Commissioner Troy Parides, who has taken on the role of Senior Policy Advisor and Head of Capital Market Strategy. With his extensive background in regulation and oversight of capital markets, Parides brings a wealth of experience to the team, further strengthening NormAI's position in the regulatory AI space. Philippe Lafont, founder of Coatu, one of the investors in this funding round, praised NormEye's innovative approach to automating compliance reviews, highlighting their role in defining what regulatory AI can achieve. As regulatory requirements become increasingly complex, NormEye's solutions could be a game changer, especially for small businesses looking to streamline their compliance processes. NormEye first emerged from stealth with an $11.1 million seed round in January 2024, followed by a $27 million Series A funding round in June 2024. This rapid growth underscores the demand for regulatory AI solutions that can keep pace with evolving legal landscapes. As NormEye continues to innovate, they're poised to lead the charge in transforming compliance from a daunting task into a competitive edge. While the world has been laser-focused on the generative artificial intelligence showdown between OpenAI and Google, Anthropic has been quietly executing a strategic masterstroke in the enterprise realm. Their coding agent, Claude 3.7, is emerging as the go-to tool for businesses. Released just a couple of weeks ago, Claude 3.7 Sonnet has already set new benchmarks in coding performance, outshining competitors like OpenAI's GPT models. This isn't just another update, it's a game changer in how enterprises approach software development. Anthropic's careful focus on coding is proving to be a valuable enterprise play. With Claude 3.7 Sonnet, Anthropic has launched Claude Code, a command line AI agent that speeds up application development. This focus on coding agents is helping both seasoned developers and non-coders build applications faster and more efficiently than ever before. Guillermo Rauch, the CEO of Vercel, even noted that his company switched from OpenAI's GPT to Claude after finding it superior for coding tasks. Released on February 24th, Claude 3.7 Sonnet leads nearly all coding benchmarks, scoring a remarkable 70.3% on the SWE Bench benchmark. It's not just about numbers, though. Developers are testing these agents in real-world scenarios, and the feedback is overwhelmingly positive. Reddit users have consistently praised Claude 3.7 over other models, highlighting its ability to handle real-world software challenges. Anthropic isn't just following trends, they're setting them. While other companies rush to integrate every possible feature, Anthropic is strategically sticking to what they do best, coding. They've chosen not to include web search functionality in Claude, signaling a clear focus on enterprise clients who see higher returns from coding capabilities than from general consumer features. I recently tried out Claude 3.7 Sonnet for myself by building a database for VentureBeat articles. As a non-coder, I was amazed at how the agent guided me through creating a functional system using Airtable. It's clear that Anthropic's agents are designed not just to do the work for you, but to empower users to understand and execute complex tasks themselves. Anthropic's strategy is paying off. They're projecting a massive revenue increase, with enterprise coding applications as a key driver. Their focus on coding is backed by their own economic index, which shows a significant portion of queries to Claude are related to software engineering tasks. This disciplined approach is allowing them to capture a significant share of the enterprise market. The rise of coding agents like Claude is transforming enterprise software development, democratizing the process by allowing both technical and non-technical team members to collaborate more effectively. Anthropic's disciplined focus on coding capabilities while other companies chase multiple priorities is proving to be a winning strategy. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. Anthropic's focus on coding agents is reshaping enterprise software development, setting new standards for efficiency and collaboration. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.